The Ukrainian strike on Kerch port in Crimea has produced an immediate and striking consequence. Crimea has halted all public fuel sales. Not restricted, halted. That's a significant indicator of how dependent the Russian-occupied peninsula is on that particular logistics node. The Kerch Strait Bridge has been damaged in previous Ukrainian operations, and the port at Kerch is a primary resupply artery for both military logistics and civilian energy supply in Crimea. Hitting it again forces Russia into emergency allocation decisions. Does fuel go to military vehicles or civilian gas stations?
The strategic logic from Ukraine's perspective is exactly that. You're not trying to win the war with a single port strike. You're forcing the adversary to make painful rationing choices, degrading morale among the civilian population that Russia has tried to win over in Crimea since 2014, and demonstrating that the occupation carries ongoing material costs. A fuel stoppage affects everything from heating to farming to commerce. It's pressure applied through logistics rather than through direct territorial engagement.
This also connects to the NATO-Ukraine Innovation Challenge, which is offering up to €250,000 for technologies that can persistently disable enemy airfield infrastructure and aviation assets. What's notable there is the word persistently. This isn't about one-time strikes. NATO and Ukraine are looking for solutions that can degrade and keep degraded Russian air power over sustained periods, which speaks to a longer-term strategic posture. The challenge is essentially a crowdsourced R&D procurement for a specific operational problem.
The $47 million question, or really the $47 billion question, given the Foxconn data center pricing we'll get to later, is whether this kind of innovation challenge reflects genuine Western commitment to Ukraine's long-term defense capacity, or whether it's filling a gap while political support in Washington remains uncertain. The Russian drones hitting the Mondelez factory in Ukraine for the second time this year are a reminder that economic targets remain squarely in Russia's crosshairs. That factory produces consumer goods. It's not a military installation. The targeting is partly strategic disruption, partly signaling to foreign businesses still operating in Ukraine.
The Poland story is one that deserves more attention than it's getting. Polish authorities have charged a Georgian citizen in the killing of Putin critic Skripetsky on Polish soil. This is the latest in a pattern of killings of Russian dissidents and critics in European cities that intelligence services have linked to Russian state or state-adjacent actors. The use of a Georgian intermediary is consistent with how these operations are structured, building in layers of deniability while still sending a message to the dissident community worldwide.
What makes this particular case significant beyond the immediate crime is the timing against the broader geopolitical backdrop. Russia is simultaneously engaging in drone attacks on Ukrainian industrial targets, having its sanctions evasion networks exposed by Wall Street Journal reporting, those networks involving shell companies, dark fleet tankers, and Chinese financial channels across over 1,000 sanctions covering Iran, Russia, and North Korea, and apparently running assassination operations in NATO member states. The three-front picture of Russian behavior is important context for understanding why European security spending is still going up even during a period of diplomatic engagement elsewhere.
On that sanctions evasion story, the Wall Street Journal report detailing the Iran-Russia-North Korea evasion architecture is a reminder that sanctions as a policy tool have significant limits when the sanctioned states have both the motivation and the partners to route around them. The Chinese financial channel component is particularly significant geopolitically because it creates a structural alignment between Chinese banking infrastructure and Russian and Iranian economic survival. That's not a relationship that unwinds quickly, even if diplomatic conditions change.